bird note. A wood thrush nest is a marvel of engineering. The female first weaves twigs, grasses, and leaves into a sturdy cup. Then she lines the interior with mud, using her own body to pat it down into a smooth surface. The final step is adding very small roots as a soft lining for her eggs. She carefully chooses each piece of the structure because her eggs will depend on it for warmth and protection. But even the best-made wood thrush nest couldn't exist without the support of a sturdy shrub or tree. That habitat provides the foundation for the bird's craftwork. BirdNote relies entirely on the generosity of its listeners. Much like a bird's nest, our hard work all depends on having a solid foundation on which to build. By donating to BirdNote, you're helping us create more of the sound-rich shows you love. Support from listeners like you enables us to do what we do best, sharing well-researched and fascinating stories with you every single day. Please consider making a donation of any amount. Visit birdnote.org today. From all of us at BirdNote, thank you. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Oh, You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Kwikwetlem, and Tsleil-Waututh. Hey, I'm Jesse. This is a little weird, obviously, as everything is in these times. No in-studio episode today for Jamie and I, as the station is currently closed to members and programmers. So, I got something different for you today. We're going to play for you the Studio 6 live session with Only a Visitor that features an interview conducted by Jamie and a whole bunch of great live performances from the band. They play almost their entire record, Technicolor Education. Actually, I think they do play the whole thing. We have referred to this session many times in past episodes, so now you get a chance to just listen to the whole thing. You can watch the video if you'd like at cjsf.ca/studio6, or you can look it up on YouTube. And yeah, I think our next few episodes are probably going to be like this. So it'll be new content for you. We might throw a couple repeats in here or there, but we've got sort of a backlog of these Studio 6 performances featuring local artists. A few of them are interviews that Jamie or I have done, and a few of them are other people, but all local artists. So we're going to try to keep providing you with a bit of entertainment and maybe distraction in these times, and remind you to, if you can, I know things are probably going to get pretty tight for everyone, but keep in mind your artists and artist friends and the artists that you hear on these shows, and a lot of them are losing a good chunk of income because they can't tour, they can't record albums, their other real, quote-unquote, real jobs have been canceled or laid off. So if you can buy a record from them or some merch or something, now's a great time to do that. So yeah, that's my only plug. Otherwise, enjoy Only a Visitor. And yeah.
CJSF 90.1 FM on top of Burnaby Mountain. Welcome to the Studio 6 live session. I'm Jamie Sesford, and today on the show, we're excited to have Only a Visitor.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks
so much for coming into one of our Studio 6 live sessions. It's really a treat to have you folks here with us. If you can maybe introduce yourselves and tell us what you do.
I'm Robin, and yeah, I'm found all these lovely people and put this together.
What do you play, Robin?
I play keyboard, and I sing. I sing sometimes.
It's a great
she
thing.
She writes all the songs.
I write the songs.
A great part of a visual medium that we're not used to up at CJSF is we can see what you do while you do.
Oh, right. Yeah. No one knows what you're playing.
I forgot as well. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
I'm Selena. I do backup vocals.
I'm Emma. I also do backup vocals.
I'm Jeff. I play bass.
Uh-oh.
And I'm Kevin. I'm shouting into the overhead microphones. I play the drums.
Oh, can you talk a little bit before we get into the next set of songs? Because we're playing, you're playing a bunch of new music that you've released from Technicolor Education, your latest record. Can you maybe talk about how the group came together to form its current version?
Well, I started writing music for Four Voices initially, actually, as a way to stop writing for piano. I still write for keyboard too, but yeah, that's sort of how I got like more voices involved, and then yeah, and that's how I found Jeff and Kevin, and I just knew each other from the music scene, going to shows. Yeah,
how'd you find us?
Actually, I didn't know any of you except for Kevin before the band started because I asked our friend Winston Minkler, a bass player. If you knew cool singers, and then
that was us.
There were a couple of cool singers who knew a cool bass player.
I think Winston knew Emma.
Technically,
and
it was
Emma.
Me first.
Emma suggested me.
Right.
I'm not one of the cool singers.
My email was like, "Can you join my band? I don't know if I'll be able to pay you, but like, we'll go for pizza."
Yeah,
for
sure. I was like, "That sounds great."
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh my god, they totally get it."
Pizza is a fantastic way to sell a little product.
Right?
So.
Yeah. Feeding us.
I don't think we've ever gone for pizza.
Yeah.
We always go for
pho. Oh, wow.
I can't believe you.
We always go for fun.
Yeah.
Instead.
Yeah. There you go. It's a good middle ground.
We still go for food.
Yeah.
It's not nothing.
Awesome. Well, if you folks would like to, let's continue with some of the music.
Cool. I didn't see my wife for 43 years. I didn't see my wife for 43 years. I didn't see my wife for 43 years. Watching the others being together, I make up stories
of things we do.
I make up stories
to to her that I am fine, I am fine. I send money to my wife, write to her that I am fine. I don't tell her about no fear.